As one of the last stops before crossing the Fraser River, New Westminster will always be at a geographic crossroads for the Metro Vancouver region. But as the region's population continues to swell, the Royal City itself is also at a crossroads across numerous social and political touchpoints: housing, business, industry, infrastructure, amenities, and more. An upcoming forum, the first of its kind in a decade, aims to help shape how all that change will play out in one of BC's oldest and most dynamic cities. The New Westminster Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the Downtown New West BIA, will play host to Vision 2030, New Westminster Economic Forum on February 6 at the Anvil Center. The primary goal is to identify actionable solutions to the challenges facing New Westminster and beyond, while fostering collaboration among stakeholders, says Angeline Prakash, executive director with the Downtown New West BIA. We aim to create a clear set of priorities and recommendations that can guide future policies and investments. The day will include networking, a plated luncheon with panelists and speakers, followed by four breakout sessions on topical business concerns and a mini trade show of local brands and suppliers. All feedback will be collected and forwarded to local, provincial, and federal governments. And the list of featured panelists reads like a who's who of influential voices, not only local to New West, but across BC. Development guru Gary Pooney, BC Restaurant and Food Services Association CEO Ian Tostenson, Canadian actress Candice McClure, Laura Grady, Arts New West Executive Director, Candice McClure, Sci-Fi Channel and NBC actor, and former journalist and MC Charmaine De Silva. Many things are changing so quickly, and now is our chance to have regional business leaders, politicians, policymakers, and business allies in the room concurrently to brainstorm on what the future could offer, says Chamber Co-Chair Rich Patterson. Together, the collective will discuss best practices and future policy routes across a myriad of everyday issues facing New West residents across all socioeconomic backgrounds: housing and affordability, modernized transit and infrastructure, enhanced community amenities, sustainable climate solutions, policies to attract and retain business, and much more. And the timing of the event is seemingly no coincidence. There's a new set of MLAs in Victoria about to embark on an updated mandate, a federal election is less than a year away, and the city of New Westminster is in the midst of developing a new, 5-year economic plan. Not only are the political winds changing, but so too are the numbers. Census data from 2011 pegged New West's population at 66,000, while BC Stats projections suggest the city's numbers are now closer to 90,000. The community is growing, people will move to New Westminster over the coming decade, Patterson says. Let's ensure we have a clear offering of business, hospitality, restaurants, services, and amenities to meet our current and future residents. Tickets for Vision 2030 range in price between $35 and $99 are available at the New West Chamber Events website.